Can I ask a question?
What?
Have you ever listened to an episode of this?
No, well, actually, no, I did try to, and I was like, oh, God, I'm awful.
What, because you just...
I'm so slow. It's like someone's giving me a Xanax or something.
What do you mean?
I'm, like, so slow.
Mm-hmm.
Just everything I say is just wrong and slow, and it just annoys me.
You're a little bit slow.
What do you mean I'm a little bit slow?
Well, sometimes you are slow. Sometimes I'm like, come on, girl, let's go, let's go.
Are you actually?
Sometimes, yeah.
I've never thought of myself as a slow person. I think of myself as a really, like, do-do-do-do-do-do person.
Sorry. No, when we're at home and we need to leave somewhere... You can take ages getting ready.
No, I don't.
Sophie Haboo.
Jamie Lang. Jamie, I'm not slow. We always are left for you and you never book a taxi. You always say, let's just grab a cab. And I go every time.
Oh my God, this is the biggest pile
every
of shit
time
I've ever heard.
There is none because it's 7 p.m. at night and everyone's trying to get one on a Friday night.
Sophie,
and then you go, let's just walk up here. There's never any.
This is what happened the other day. We organised to go for dinner and you say, be ready at this point. So I'm ready at the point that you've told me to get ready for. You're then not ready. We then have to go outside and you're like, why haven't you booked a cab?
By be ready, I mean like you put on trainers and you're ready, right? So surely by that point, I'm doing my hair, doing my makeup, like I've just jumped out of the shower. You, whilst I'm getting ready, you should book the taxi. That's my thinking behind it.
But you've got to explain that to me.
But it should be like known. Common knowledge at this point. I'm trying to speak really fast so that I don't sound like I'm on a Xanax in every podcast.
You don't sound...
I do. I'm like, hello. I don't know. It's honestly, I was like, ugh! I had to get off. I was like, no, no, shake it away, shake it off.
Don't start speaking fast. You don't need
I'm going to speak really fast. Is this even fast? I don't even know if this could be people's normal time of speaking.
You're actually giving me anxiety because you're like...
This is what I deal with, you imagine. Does it not make you feel a bit... when someone's energy is really frantic?
Am I frantic?
Oh, you know you are.
Hello, I'm Jamie Lang.
Hello, I'm Sophie Haboo.
And we met 4 years ago and now we are...
getting married.
Yeah, that's right, we are.
Well, nearly.
Well, nearly. Hello everyone, welcome back to Nearly Weds.
Who's been getting Botox?
Are you...
I can see it.
I have had no Botox.
I can see it.
Sophie, I haven't had any...
It looks nice to be better. Smooth, smooth, smooth.
To anyone who's listening now, I haven't had Botox and I can move my forehead. Look at this.
You can actually move it down, but you don't get any wrinkles. I'm pretty sure I've got loads.
We've spoken about this before. You claim that I have Botox. You get Botox in your jaw and things like that.
I've told you why I get Botox in my jaw, because I grind my teeth.
That is just so much.
No, it really is. And I got it done at the dentist.
You did?
Yeah. And do you remember once they froze my smile? That was really, really awful. That was actually really awful because I didn't realise. I just kept thinking, God, I look really weird. I couldn't. I didn't know there was such a thing as freezing the smile. I didn't get told that. Otherwise, they never got it done.
Did they actually just freeze your smile?
I was actually like this. And I had no idea. I kept just seeing photos of me because you don't normally go in the mirror and smile. You don't go, do you? You just do. You do your makeup. You look in the mirror. You wash your hands. You don't smile to yourself because that's weird. And then every photo of me, I was like, what is wrong with my face?
Do your smile again. I have to mention, this is the funniest thing ever.
What?
Sophie's mum came to visit.
Yeah.
Sarah.
No, we're not talking about Sunday.
Yeah, we are.
No, we're not.
Are you joking?
No, we're really not.
Yes, we are.
Why would you talk about that?
Sophie went and got drunk.
I don't know how it happened, guys. Can I just say, I've never ever got drunk on a Sunday. Like, it was so out of character and so weird.
But Sophie was also, you were very drunk.
Yeah, I was very drunk. I don't understand. Basically, we went for lunch and then it carried on into dinner. And
Sophie was so drunk. And then she came back home to the flat.
No, you make me sound disgraceful.
No,
I don't.
You got drunk, whatever.
No, I don't like this.
Honey, it's fine. You did get drunk.
Fine, I'll tell a story about you.
Sophie came back really drunk. Her mum was there. Her mum was a bit drunk. Her sister was drunk. And you all fell onto the sofa.
We didn't fall onto the sofa. We sat
you,
down.
You lay
the
back
sofa.
Onto the sofa and you fell back with your legs wired like that.
No, I did.
You did.
Not. You are revolting.
You did. And then I looked at you. You looked at me and went, yeah, I'm not wearing any panties.
No, firstly, Firstly, you are so weird. I've never in my life said the word panties. I definitely wouldn't say it in an American accent. And I never, ever sat with my legs open.
Sophie,
ever.
Sophie, I promise you.
You told me the story.
Sophie passed out with her dress.
I did not pass out. Okay. You are honestly... such nonsense.
You fell asleep.
Okay, do you want to tell a story about you? I've got three on my fingers.
Three on what fingers?
These, one, two and three.
Okay, little fingers. Sophie passed out with her dress rolled up. You passed out with your bum, just showing everything.
The word pass out, I went for a nap.
Fully closed.
Well, there you go, fully closed. So you lied.
It was boiling.
There you go, exactly. It was boiling.
And then...
I was wearing pants. They're called a thong.
You were?
Yes, they were.
Sophie, because then you rolled over to your front.
Oh my God. You are so... No, this is too
you
funny.
Rolled over to your front.
You're disgusting. I would never sit like that. You actually need to go home.
Go home where?
Seriously, this is not...
I'm just being honest. You rolled onto your you rolled onto your back and you were just passed out. And you were just completely naked.
So what happened on Saturday night? So we went out. You called me to meet you at the pub. You then left me at the pub, guys. I went to the loo. I came out and him and all his friends had gone. I was like, has everyone gone home? Jamie forgot I even existed. He was like 15 minutes at another pub. I only know because I called his friends. And then you pass out on the sofa with your legs wide open and your mouth wide open. And then you woke up and continued the night. What's more embarrassing? Doing it in the comfort of your own home, Sunday afternoon nap, or actually going out for a rager and passing out
for
in a pub.
For a rager?
Yeah, because that's what you told me.
You bought the hell a rager?
Yeah, I think that's what you called
it. I've never said anything as a rager.
I've never said the word panties. Ever. Okay, let's move on.
I have a camera that is quite a nice camera. It's a Canon camera. And the other day, I dropped it and it smashed and broke on the floor.
I can't believe it.
And what happened then, Sophie?
He obviously left it with no cover on in the spare bedroom on the bed. And I was making the bed for my mum to come stay and the camera fell on the floor. And I was like, oh my God, it smashed. So I was like, God, he's really going to be annoyed at me for this. Don't you ever say I don't do anything nice.
It was already broken.
And then I took it secretly on Saturday to Selfridges and bought him a new lens. Took it to the pub and was like, look, I broke it, but I fixed it. And he was like, oh, it's already broken. And then he left it at the pub. and drove away.
I left it in the middle of the road.
Yeah, in the middle of the road.
I left with your sunglasses in there as well.
Yeah, one's missing.
Yeah, your sunglasses and the lens in the middle of the road.
Bought them for Barcelona.
And totally forgot about it.
Yeah.
I'm really sorry, honey. Hey, listen, before we go any further, I want to say once again, I love you.
We don't have to like declare our love every podcast.
I didn't. I just said it quite sweet.
Okay, I love you too.
There is no
because
meaning
because I'm trying not to be slow. I speak in a slow way, and it's just boring.
Okay, I love you.
Love you too.
All right, should we do some listeners' messages?
Okay, so I've got one from Kate Phillips. She says, "Hello." So my fiance. Why is that funny?
She says, "Hello." Sorry. It's funny that the way you introed it.
She says, hello. So my fiancé and I... No, now you made me feel uncomfortable. Okay, so Kate Phillips.
How uncomfortable?
Hello. She says, hello with an exclamation mark. So what do you want? Hello.
Why are you saying hello weirdly?
Oh, hello. So my... For God's sake.
Okay. Pretend
I'm not saying hello. She just didn't introduce herself. So my fiance...
So pretend you're Kate Phillips for a second. How would you say it?
Hello. No, why am I saying that weird accent? Hello. So my fiance and I have a bit of a dilemma. We live in Dubai, but from the UK, and we both want to get married in the UK with our family and our oldest friends. However, a bit tough to view venues, but we have made it work with virtual tours. We have both found a venue that we love. It's brand new and perfect. To top it off, the date they had available was August bank holiday weekend next year on the Saturday when my sister's getting married.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
However, at the end of the call, our mouths dropped with the price. After a couple of days of contemplating whether to go ahead, we rang the venue and checked what other dates they had that week. They mentioned the Wednesday and told us the new price. It was 10K cheaper. We now have tentatively booked the Wednesday, but do you think this is bad for our guests? Will people not come? Help, let me know what you guys think.
Thank you, Kate Phillips. What do we think? Do we think having a wedding on a Wednesday is a bad thing or a good thing?
I think it really depends. I think that firstly, August bank holiday, people are already in holiday mode. Mm-hmm. People are already going to be getting like loose on a Thursday. Do you know what I mean? So what's one day extra? Why do I keep making these references to like alcohol? Like rage is loose. I don't know what's happened.
When have you ever said people are going to get loose?
When has anyone ever said the word rager? I don't know. It's just come into my head. Anyway, I think that if it's 10k cheaper, it's amazing. You know, you're coming over from Dubai. Look, it's your wedding. Everyone might be like, oh, been annoying. A Wednesday would be bad if it was on a Saturday. But once they get there, they'll have the time of their lives.
My thing is this, is that if you can save money anywhere, save the money. From what we've experienced so far with...
Well, let's get married on a Wednesday then. It's way cheaper.
No, it's not cheaper.
It is.
How do you know this?
Because of course it is.
Why would the venue be cheaper on a Wednesday?
Because everyone wants to book it on a weekend.
No. This is cheaper because it's not on a bank holiday weekend.
No, it's cheaper because a weekday wedding is cheaper than on a weekend, obviously.
I think that if you can save money anywhere, save it. I think that's a really important thing. And I also think it's your wedding. Do what you want. People are going to want to come, whatever it is. If you're throwing a fun wedding and everyone loves you, they're going to want to come. It doesn't matter if it's a Wednesday, a Thursday, a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday.
Do you know what? There's also the thing is in like a Saturday wedding, people go out on a Friday.
Yeah.
So you're actually like on a Wednesday, a lot of people are wanting a bit of fun on a Thursday.
Oh, yeah.
You're just getting there a bit before. So actually, everyone's going to be really up for it. They're probably going to have a really chilled bank holiday afterwards, but...
That's exactly it. Okay, I got one from Lotta Sarah, who says, hi, Sophie and Jamie. Always Sophie and Jamie. I wanted to share our wedding story. Myself and my husband finally got married during the tail end of the pandemic after rescheduling 3 times. Due to not having wedding insurance, do you have any? Do we have any wedding insurance?
No.
What?
But we're not going to have to cancel when we're in COVID.
We could go back into it. We don't know.
Do we have wedding insurance? God.
No, we don't have wedding insurance.
Is this a thing?
Our original big wedding wouldn't allow us to cancel, so much to my husband's despise. We are having a second wedding in September. For our first wedding, we were only allowed 25 people, including members of the church.
Sorry, so they mean the priests and stuff who got them married.
And as I have a large family, my choice of 10 people consisted of my family, and my husband invited some of his best mates and mine to make up his 10. We ended up having caterers come to my parents' garden, host drinks and a BBQ for the reception, as me and the hubby spent most of the time socializing with family and friends. Little did I know, our barman was making the strongest drinks known to man. At 6:30 p.m., I ended up having to put my mother-in-law to bed, who I just pulled off my 90-year-old great aunt's lap after hearing her call her ex-husband many expletives, and then sent the best man's wife to our bedroom to have a breather. Anyway, I went to check on them both at 7 p.m. As I walked up the stairs, there was this smell.
Oh, no.
You know the smell of someone throwing up. Turns out the best man's wife is chucking up in our room and the mother-in-law is crawling on all fours out of the spare room slurring, what's the smell?
What's that smell? What's
Needless to say, the wedding night wasn't the wedding night, and I'm looking forward to not having to clean up sick on our second wedding day or deal with the mother-in-law crawling about. Have the best wedding day, Charlotte.
Thank you, Charlotte. That's genius. So funny.
We have another one. Alisa Maria says, literally had to pause the sex therapist episode so that I could listen to it with my fiance. I needed him to hear from someone else that saying I'm so tired or I'm so full does not mean I'm in the mood to bang.
Amen, sister.
Are you serious? That is not...
Yes.
No ways.
Yeah.
I've chilled out a bit, by the way, after our sex therapist session.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, maybe you have.
Actually. I have. I now just act cool.
Okay. Catherine Matty. Hi, guys. Love your show. I listened to your last episode where you mentioned that Jamie puts loo roll down the toilet before he goes for a number two. And I thought you'd be pleased to know that it has a name. It's called a poo hammock. Enjoy that little factoid. Lots of love. That's quite sweet.
That is quite sweet, isn't
it? Although, if it wasn't, you know, killing the planet, then I'd let you do it.
Okay, we got one more listener's message.
So this is from Jodie Champion. Hey guys, love listening to your podcast. I'm from New Zealand and have been listening from the start. Getting married in 2024, but traveling the world at the moment and have a wedding question. I'm traveling until 3 months before my wedding. I haven't booked anything yet, but I'm starting to look at venues. I can't actually go and see the venues back in New Zealand or try the food or anything until 3 months prior. Just wanting some advice. Do you think I book somewhere just seeing it online or wait until I'm back? But then I only have 3 months to plan everything and they will probably be booked out. I'm stuck on what to do. I also haven't asked my bridesmaid yet because I wanted to do it in person, but I guess 3 months before is too late. Would love your opinions. I think you're going to book it, honey.
That is so stressful. If you haven't seen it, what are you going
to
do?
I don't know. Surely you'll have to have a wedding planner to, or like someone there to like do a virtual tour for.
I don't know. I don't think you could
Jodie,
go
and... I think you've got to get a friend to go and do a FaceTime there.
What do you think they should do? Do you think they should book it or should they wait and go and see it? I definitely think if you need to go and find a venue, you've got to go and see it in person. That's what we've experienced with our one.
I would book it. Unless you want to do your wedding later. Like, just enjoy traveling. What's the rush?
Okay. Amen, sister. Say amen.
Amen.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, on today's episode, we wanted to discuss hen do's.
Can I get a hoorah?
You went on a hen do recently.
I did.
We're going on a hen do coming up this weekend in Barcelona. And what happened in the hen do you went to in Saint-Tropez with Tiff Watson?
It was so much fun. And I, do you know what I think Tiff did so well, which I didn't know. I always thought hen do's were like a three-day thing, which maybe they are, but Tiff's actually, so we had Friday evening and then Saturday day and then Sunday morning we flew home, and I just thought it was so much fun. I didn't sort of like burn out. Everyone was so up for it. No one got in each other's nerves because we were there for such a short amount of time.
So what makes a good hen do?
I think you've got to have it really well organized. I don't think let everyone like flap about for ages. You know, like, oh, you get like 6 hours to chill here and there. I'm not sure. Like, I think you've got to be like, right, we're going to go do this. Then we're going to go do this. Like, have something going the whole time and actually keep it really short and snappy.
Short and snappy?
Yeah, don't do like a week's
Yours
hen-do.
Was 3 days, like away the one that you just went to with Tiff. That's a long time to go on a hen do, I feel.
No, it wasn't. We had Friday night and Saturday day and then we flew back Sunday.
And like, this one we have coming up with George is we're going Thursday, Friday, Saturday and flying back Sunday.
Well, I'm sure that would be perfect as well. I mean, like, I don't know. You'll have to tell me your thoughts when you get back from this. Tell me what you think this hen-do is going to be like.
I tell you exactly what I think this hen-do is going to be like. The hen-do that we're going to go on with Georgie, my best woman at my wedding. I've known her since I was 14 years old. She came on the podcast before.
Question, when we're at the airport, do you think we'll have a drink there?
No.
Our flight's at 9. Okay, so that's one point, but some people do.
We're going to have a drink at 9 in the morning.
Some people do.
Did you have a drink at 9 in the morning when you went to Saint-Tropez on
Yeah, trips? We had a glass of champagne.
Did you?
Yeah. No, I swear my life.
You would have been lit on the flight.
I wasn't. We had a glass of champagne and then on the flight we tried to order champagne and they ran out. So they gave us one bottle between like 8 of us. We all had a drop. We were like, woo! Like the mini bottles.
Yeah, I know the ones.
Okay, so no drinking before.
Uh-huh.
I agree. I think our flight's early.
And I think then we land and then what are we going to go and do?
I think we'll check in.
Yeah.
I think we'll get ourselves like a lovely drink. I think Georgie will have some rosé with you.
Okay.
Or margarita. She likes margarita. I think I'll have an Aperol spritz just to pace myself.
You never pace yourself.
What?
No, not because you're bad. You're great. You're a great drinker.
And I'm not a big boozer. Stop acting like I'm like this big boozer.
Honey, you're not a big boozer. But what happens with you is when you do have a couple drinks, you get a little bit drunk now.
And you are literally the biggest lightweight I've ever come across in my life.
I know.
You are worse than anyone I've ever known.
What?
Jamie, ask any of your friends. Call up any of your friends now and say, who do you think's the worst lightweight? Sophie or me. They will all say you.
Am I really that bad?
Yes.
What do I get like when I'm that drunk?
So awful. I wish you'd be teetotal.
Like in what sense? What do I do that's bad?
Just awful. Like you're just nonsense. You talk gibber. You repeat the story 70 times. Like,
no, I don't. I'm not one of those
all
people.
All you do is tell people how much you love them and how much they're their best friend.
Oh my
and
God.
And how much I love them. It's just Sophie loves you. I'm like, oh, yes.
No, I don't say that.
And sometimes you like just sit on someone's knee. Like you'll sit on a girl's knee and they're like, ouch, kind of hurts. And you'll like smother them with kisses and hugs. Good job I'm not jealous. And blank ghost eyes.
Okay, fine. So Georgie's, I don't know, but I'm excited for
you think we'll do like games, video of Hugo?
I have no clue. I've
I
never
think
been
there'll be
on
a video, Mr. and Mrs. with Hugo, like a video of some sort with Hugo saying like a lovely message about her. And we'll sit with like a lovely drink, glass of champagne or something, all dressed up. And we'll all watch it. Be like,
I've been asked to, because Georgie used to work in nightclubs when we were younger. I've been asked to bring my black tie to pretend to be the bouncer to a nightclub. And I was like, what, am I going to actually be a bouncer?
Do what?
It's also roasting in Barcelona. Wearing my black tie.
Are you going to do it?
Yeah.
This is jokes. See, there will be fun games.
What do you want to happen on your hen do? And this is a fun, because what would you like to happen?
So I would like to arrive in Ibiza by like a helicopter or like a private jet. Go to like the most banging like villa.
Who is paying for this private jet?
Well, you asked me what I'd want. It's not what I'll get, but...
Oh, okay, fine. So we're going to the top thing. This is what you... Yeah, if you had no... If you had no...
Oh, okay. If you get picked up...
Yeah.
In a private jet. Yeah. Glass of champagne. Yeah. Lovely. Some nibbles.
What sort of nibbles?
Sushi, maybe. Guacamole, some tacos. Loads of champagne.
You're fruit. Just naming the things that you like.
Yeah, of course. It's for me.
Okay, so you...
Fruit platter.
Hold on.
Everyone is dressed really grossly, but I've been given like the best outfit ever, and no one's allowed to wear makeup. So they all look really gross. And then
So hang on, no, slow down. So you get picked up, you then get on the private jet. On the private jet, you have nibbles. What you think are nibbles are sushi, guacamole, tacos, and a fruit platter.
Yeah.
Now, everyone's dressed really badly, but you're dressed really pretty, and no one's allowed to wear makeup apart from you.
No one's allowed to wear makeup at this point, and then I let them for when we go out. Okay. We arrive at the villa, we get massages, just feet ones, because I want to talk to everyone. We all go shower. Ideally, I'd love it. I never have someone to do my hair and makeup, but if someone wants to do it for me, then that would be great. Mm-hmm. We all get ready, and then we play drinks.
We then play drinks.
And then the next day, we just have a boat day.
Where are we? We're in Ibiza.
We're in Ibiza, and then we'd go to Formentera on a boat day the next day.
Have you ever been to Formentera?
Never.
So why do you want to go there?
Apparently, it's cool. What are you going to do?
Oh, I'm going to go shooting in Scotland. When have I ever gone shooting?
You have. I've been with you.
When have you ever been shooting with me?
He went and shot a stag, everyone. So vegans, I know.
No, I didn't. Tell everyone that's a lie, because people are going to actually think it's true.
No, he didn't. But you did go shooting. And I said, I can't come because I'm not into that sort of thing.
No, we went to our friend's house and everyone went shooting pheasants, and I didn't really want to do it. But they went, come on, you got to come with me. And so then I had to stand there, but I didn't shoot anything.
No.
Cause I'd like, be and you upset. Stayed at home.
Didn't I got given a massage. It was so lovely.
Wait, hang on. So you've then gone to Formentera.
Formentera.
You've come back. What happens next?
Oh, and then like, I guess you're going to have to go to like a boozy dinner. But I'm not, I honestly actually don't think I will go to a club. I also don't think I'll go to like DC10. I've never been.
So then why are you in Ibiza?
Because I want to like have the pretty like island views and...
Sounds like a complete headache, the whole thing.
Sounds amazing. What would you do?
Okay, my stag would be go to Vegas.
Oh, that's actually quite cool. Are you going to do that?
Maybe.
Bad things happen in Vegas.
I knew you were going to say that. What do you think would happen if I went to Vegas?
I just worry with that oxygen they pump in. Like, the good thing about you is you pass out when you're drunk, and like, no, like, I think the oxygen would keep you going, and then there's just more room for bad things to happen. And
what
you
do you
just,
think would happen?
You would mess up.
You think
not cheating wise, but you would do something. Like, you would like break a leg, you'd hurt a granny, like, you'd say something. You'd like stand on the table naked. That's what you'd do.
I'm very excited. We're going to our hen do this weekend, guys. So what's going to be really amazing is that in next episode, we're going to reveal everything that happened on the weekend. Remember, it's about 10 girls, Sophie, I'm the only guy, and it's with Georgie, my best friend and best woman at my wedding. This is going to be insane. Are you ready for it?
I'm so excited.
We got to do it. Okay, we got to the moment which we all love. It's time for...
Mr. and Mrs.
No,
reverse. Let's do that again.
No, we're not. We're keeping that in.
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
Do the jingle. By the way, we've got to keep that in the edit, the fact that you went Mr. and Mrs. Reverse.
I hear that you've been doing that a lot.
What?
Things that I said that you had to delete when you kept it in the edit.
Like what?
Like I'm not going to repeat.
Well, repeat. It's in the actual episode.
Well, my sister told me and I was like, no.
What is in it?
You said that I got fingered on a dance floor, which is actually outrageous. You can't say things like that to everyone who listens.
But you did.
People are going to like see me now and be like, ugh, skanky bitch.
Well, then don't do it.
I didn't. You lied.
Okay, well, fine. I'm sorry about that. I apologize to everyone who's listening. That wasn't true.
I'm going to be in the edit now from now on.
You're going
okay,
to be...
Okay, but first, Mr. Massa, question, please.
Okay, here we go. The question today, very simple, is what is our favourite pudding?
Oh, I know. Your favourite pudding is without doubt, without question, banoffee pie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
That is such a lie. What is it then?
It's not banoffee pie.
What is it?
Banana cake.
That's not true, though.
It is totally true.
Jamie, we have literally had this conversation for over and over again. Our conversation for ages was, what would be your last, like, pudding? What would be your last main meal? Yeah. You always said to me yours was banoffee pie. I'm slaved over making you one once for your birthday.
Yeah, but I like your banana bread better. I don't think you know anything about it. What would my last meal be? Just
okay, starter.
Starter main dessert. Go.
Starter tacos, soft shell crab tacos.
Okay, fine, great.
Main, shepherd's pie.
No.
Oh, cottage pie.
Just go for the other one.
But it is.
No, it's not that. Go for another one.
You're going to try and pretend it's something like black hole, but it's not. It's a cottage pie.
It's not a cottage pie.
What the hell is it? I know it's a cottage pie.
I know. I had this pasta once that I really liked.
Oh, one time that you've never told me about.
Yeah, I really like the pasta.
Oh, sorry. I forget, actually. Your first thing would be asparagus soup.
Where did I have it?
France, with your dad. You've told me 10 times.
Why do you say it like that, though?
Because you repeat it so many times.
Okay, and my dessert would be?
Banoffee pie.
No,
it's but not... you're lying.
Okay, what would my drink be?
Elderflower and soda.
Water.
Water.
Yeah, okay, fine, you got it.
What might be?
Jeez, do you know what? You give me a headache every time we play this game.
So do you, but me. Whew, don't come out from air. Okay, go on, your turn.
Why are you speaking so fast?
Because I'm slow. Go on.
Okay, here we go. Your one would be your favourite pudding.
We're not starting with the starter.
Oh, we're doing starter main dessert. Yeah. So we've changed
well,
the whole...
Well, you got to do it, so...
Okay, for starters, you would have cereal.
No.
Yeah, you would.
That would be like my one meal, but not a starter main dessert.
Okay, starter, you'd have sushi.
No.
Okay, starter, you would have... Oh, you would have prawns.
No. Right, okay, just skip to the pudding then. What's my favourite pudding? I can't bear it.
No, what would you have for starter then?
I've told you.
Okay, hold on, I'll guess it one more time. Don't tell the caviar.
No.
What would you have?
Good child, but I have that Salmareca, that restaurant.
Chocadero?
Yeah.
You'd have gazpacho soup.
It's not gazpacho soup. It has bread in it, so it's like a thicker gazpacho soup.
Okay. Main, you would have sushi.
I'd need loads of courses if I was like, you know, my death road meal. Tacos or sushi, Amy.
Okay, last one would be your dessert. You would have 100%...
cereals and ice cream.
No, you would have...
That's it, boy.
You just told me.
Because you were just taking too long.
It's not the point of the game.
Go on then, who? Who would I have? Who would I eat for my dessert?
You just told me you'd have cereal and ice cream.
Go on then, what did you think it was?
I thought it was going to be like treacle tart.
I've never eaten that before in my life.
Okay, you'd have cereal and ice cream, and your ice cream would be, you would have salted caramel.
No, I never like that. You always choose it, and I always say, it's so boring.
Okay, you'd have pistachio.
Yes. And what else? Because I have a rogue choice.
Oh, mint always... chocolate chip.
No, I always get it, and it's so rogue, and everyone...
Oh, a biscotti.
No.
Okay, what is it?
Oh, cherry. I always have cherry and vanilla, and every... it's such a weird choice, and you always say, why do you get that? Me too.
That was...
Reverse Mr. and Mrs.
God, I feel like we should know each other a little bit better.
Well, I think I know you quite well.
Okay, we want to say a big thank you to everyone who tunes in every single week. I know we keep saying it and it's really boring to hear, but we are really inundated with so many really lovely messages from everyone on our Instagram at Nearlyweds Podcast. We also obviously have TikTok if you want to go on there at Nearlyweds. And you send in loads of different things. We have our little segment which we call Wedding Favors.
Yeah.
Where people can send in different things about weddings that would be really good little tips or tricks or gifts or presents or
just
whatever
little
it is.
Ideas thinking outside the box that you wouldn't necessarily think of.
Really amazing ideas. Now if you want to send your wedding favor in, please do send it to at Nearlyweds Podcast. We want to hear from you. And we have one, Sophie. What is it?
This is from Bex and Han. Hi to you both. Firstly, congratulations on your engagement. We've been loving the podcast, especially because Bex is also planning for her wedding, so it's giving all the inspiration. When we heard about your visit to Jo Malone for your personalised wedding scent, we both text each other and have finally made up our minds to reach out to you. Oh, so sweet. We recently started a small business called Dalou, D-A-L-O-U.
Dalu, I think that's how Dalu. You pronounce Dalu, yeah.
And we work with couples to develop a bespoke recipe and create a one-of-a-kind wedding favour. We're just getting started, but we would absolutely kick ourselves if we didn't get in touch to see if you might be interested in having these unique favours at your own wedding. It would be a dream to create something special for you.
So that's amazing. So basically what happens is you they help you create a recipe that you then eat at the wedding, and then your wedding guests can take the recipe home so you can always make it for you.
Amazing.
Oh my God, I love that.
So it's like Jamie and Sophie's cottage pie.
Jamie and Sophie's banana cake.
I really like that idea.
I love that idea.
We would love to have one.
We're going to leave the links below in the description as well. We also have little tips, which is really good. And we had one from Lewis Easter, who says, "Hey, Jamie and Sophie, loving the podcast so far. You two kill me. I'm yet to have a wedding, but went to a wedding a few years ago that did the nicest thing I thought I'd pass on. When they were getting married, at the altar, they faced the guests and the person marrying them faced the back. It honestly changed the whole wedding. You could see their faces for the whole thing and you could see all the guests they had invited with them. Hope you like that idea."
I love that idea.
Isn't that great? Because typically what happens is the groom and the bride face each other, so you can't really see their faces.
But I'd be too scared. I'd just like get the giggles.
No, I think that's a magical thing to do. I really love that.
Yeah, okay. Well, we'll consider that. That is a really... I would love to go to a wedding and see people's faces.
I think that's so good. Guys, please keep sending in your messages, your recommendations, your wedding favours, whatever it is. We want to read them out more and more. And funny stories, we absolutely adore them. Remember, the podcast Instagram is at NearlyWedsPodcast.
All right, everyone. Have a lovely, lovely week.
We have to go and catch a flight.
We do.
To go on a hen do. I can't wait to tell everyone what happens. Anyone who's getting married this week, anyone who's getting engaged, good luck. We love you. We adore you. Have the most wonderful time. Congratulations to my great friend Jack Kemba, who just got engaged.
Congratulations. Do you think he'll listen?
Probably he'll be listening.
But anyway, if he does listen, congratulations.
And to everyone else, have a best week, and we'll see you next Monday for another episode of Newlyweds.
Bye.
Bye.
Treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their Golden Glow body set includes 3 clinically proven bestsellers for smooth, glowing skin, while the Glow and Go facial set provides spa-level results at home. Both sets come in giftable boxes with savings up to $48 and free shipping for a limited time. For 10% off your first order site-wide, go to oseamalibu.com and use code MOM.